Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or dsw.com.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Warriors, Grizzlies, and Timberwolves all have the same record, but by virtue of the tiebreaker, the Warriors are ahead of those two teams. The Clippers and the Nuggets are a game ahead of the Warriors, and both of those teams have the tiebreaker over the Warriors, so they really kind of have a two-game lead over you. Now, it's interesting.
You can't finish the season with the same record as them.
And the Lakers, obviously, they're two games ahead, so they could go on two, but they would still have the tiebreak over you. So you can't. Yeah,
the Lakers basically are locked into the three right now.
Correct. All right, Sam.
So there is a. So let's just start off with the easy one right now. So if the Nuggets beat the Grizzlies tonight, there is a chance that the Warriors, the Timberwolves, and Clippers could all finish the season with 49 wins. Obviously, the Warriors have to take care of business on their end in order to make that happen. If that happens, if all three of those teams finish with 49 wins, the Clippers have the tiebreakers over the Warriors. The Warriors have the tiebreakers over the Timberwolves, who also have the tiebreaker over the Clippers. So it's like a rock, paper, scissors thing here. So what's the tiebreaker there? Then in that situation, it would go to conference record. So in that situation, if all three teams, Clippers, Warriors, and Timberwolves, finish with 49 wins, then the Timberwolves would have the highest conference record in this situation at 32-19. Then the Warriors would be next at 30-22. And then the Clippers at 28-24. So your West standings would be the Lakers 3, Nuggets 4, Timberwolves 5, Warriors 6. And then the Clippers are in the play-in hosting the Grizzlies. So that's if all three of those teams finish with 49 wins.
So if the Timberwolves lose one more game, that scenario is out the door.
Correct.
If the Clippers lose to the... Okay, keep going. Just keep going.
Yeah, so this is if all three of those teams take care of business. Now, here's where it gets...
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Really nutty. If the Nuggets lose to the Grizzlies tonight, we could have...
Before you move on, Sam, I love you. I just want you to know, I legitimately love you.
I appreciate
you
that.
You are... If I scripted a character in a television show, it would not be as funny as you are unintentionally. Just continue.
I appreciate that.
I love you. I legitimately love you.
This is
you
Western so Conference
this
chaos.
This is basically what every Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys podcast sounds like. It's just 20 minutes of Shasky saying how much he loves me.
Well, you drive me crazy, but there's no one... outside of Ryan Crowley, in my life, who drives me more crazy, who I sincerely love.
I hope that's a good thing.
It is.
Hold on. Let me get this guy on hold really quick.
888-957-9570. Western Conference chaos with Sam Lubman.
All right. So I had to put a caller on hold there. Sorry.
If the T-Wolves went out, the Warriors went out, and the Clippers split, then they're the team that's going to be in the play-in.
Correct. So, yeah, Timberwolves have the 5 seed, Warriors the 6, Clippers the 7. Now, for the real chaotic situation, if the Nuggets lose to the Grizzlies tonight...
Okay, Nuggets
lose to the Grizzlies tonight.
I want to slow down. Lose to Grizzlies, okay. Then, gotcha.
So the Warriors lose to the Grizzlies tonight... Or, sorry, the Nuggets lose to the Grizzlies tonight. There is a very realistic chance that we could have 5 teams finishing with 49 wins in the West. So... how is that tiebreaker done?
Yeah.
I had to phone a friend here. I had to text our buddy Anthony Slater. What's the tiebreaker in this situation? Because this is getting too nutty. And he said it's the cumulative head-to-head record against the other 4 teams. So
wow.
Warriors record against the Nuggets, Clippers, Wolves, Grizzlies combined. Nuggets record against the Warriors, Clippers, Timberwolves, Grizzlies combined. So on and so forth. So in that situation, the Warriors record against the other 4 is 8-7.
8-7, okay.
The Nuggets record against the other 4 is 5-9. That 0-4 against the Timberwolves really hurt them.
Wow.
The Clippers record against the other 4 is 8-6. They went 0-3 against the Timberwolves.
Okay.
The Timberwolves record is 9-5. They took care of business against everybody except for the Warriors. And the Grizzlies record would be 5-8 against the other 4.
So T-Wolves, Clippers, Warriors there, correct?
So in this situation, if all 5 of these teams finish with 49 wins, and then based on the cumulative head-to-head record of the other 4 teams that they're all tied with, your Western Conference standings would be the Thunder in the 1 seed, the Rockets the 2, the Lakers the 3, and then here's where it gets fun. The Timberwolves in the 4 seed.
Wow.
The Clippers the 5 seed.
Wow.
The Warriors the 6 seed. The Grizzlies the 7. And then the Nuggets dropping all the way down into the box going on the road to Memphis.
So if the Grizzlies win tonight against the Nuggets, chaos might ensue.
We could have serious tiebreaker chaos come Sunday, correct?
I feel like that meme where that guy's just counting on his hand and all the different, like, E equals MC squared equations.
This is the Charlie Day, you know, in Always Sunny.
I got my, like, board back here.
Sam actually is wearing the short-sleeved, you know, collared shirt with the tie on.
Any chaotic scenario, meme, whatever you have, this is why this... It's mind-blowing right now. There's so much stuff happening.
This is where I need the Joe Horn. There's so many of them I can't even understand.
He does that scenario, and it changes nothing to where the team's at today. As if you're the Warriors, like, yeah, Warriors still the 6th seed. So they're still playing the Lakers. So, like, that didn't change the Warriors.
Warriors basically
else around
need to take
them.
Care of business, and they're going to be the 6th seed.
Probably. So, and the Lakers are probably going to be the 3 seed. So you're probably looking at a Lakers-Warriors matchup this time Monday, and that's what we're going to be previewing for that entire week, which is insane. Sane, by the way. LeBron, who's 40, Steph at 37. That is a very likely scenario in the first round.
Okay.
I don't want it to be the first round because that feels like it should be a Western Conference Finals matchup.
Oh, it's going
to
set records.
It's going to be the most watched first round series in the history of the NBA. Not even close. In the history.
Well, I mean,
history.
But Joe, I mean, that now there's 7-game series, but we also have fragmented viewing. I don't know what happened
in 20 years, 30 years. I don't care. I'm telling you this now. It's the most watched first round series. It's the most action packed, star studded first round series with two teams that we both think that are going to be the 3 and the 6 seed that could legitimately go all the
way. What was the game 7 where Kobe didn't shoot? Was that Phoenix Suns?
Phoenix.
Yeah. That one was pretty big.
It was good. Smush Parker. Yeah.
I remember distinctively how important that first round series was.
Sure. But again,
felt like life and death. I know. This is LeBron and Steph. I'm not trying to compare.
This is Steph.
I'm just trying to think about like a first round matchup that would be this appealing.
And who do you want in the first round? Dub Nation, 888-957-9570. Well, or we've had callers, Chuck and SF said yesterday, I don't even mind if they play in the play-in. So if that's how you feel, 888-957-9570. By the way, shout out to those watching on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube, brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. And we are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. So you got all that? Are we all good? Are we all on the same page with the Western Conference?
Well, and I'm going to print it out for you guys so we can reference.
Please.
Are there any other scenarios that could play out? What is the Warriors are in the play-in scenario?
The doomsday scenario.
Yeah. Lose any one of these next two games and you're in the play-in.
So as long as they win, no matter what, the Warriors win, no matter what, they are 4, 5, or 6.
Yes, because they would have 49 wins, and that always trumps the 49. Unless you get that Nuggets scenario, I guess. No, but they'd still be the playoff team, as we just alluded to. So, yeah, they take care of business. They're going to be a playoff team.
Okay, so let me ask this last question. What is the scenario where Sunday doesn't matter at all for the Warriors and they're still 4, 5, or 6?
Well, that's the thing. It doesn't matter for being a playoff team. That's the thing. But there could be ramifications of, do you not want to play the Nuggets or do you not want to play the Lakers? Like that could be a very likely scenario.
How does that work out? Meaning what would have to happen tonight for Sunday to not really matter one way or the other? You're in the playoffs.
I don't think there's anything that can happen tonight.
Okay.
That would affect them.
But if the Kings win, if the Kings beat the Clippers tonight and you win, you're tied with the Clippers. And then all of a sudden, maybe the Clippers say, yeah, we lay down on Sunday and we don't want to be the 5th seed. And then the Warriors could jump us and beat us, right? Because they would both be 48 and 33 at that point. If the Clippers lose tonight and the Warriors win, they're both 48 and 33. And then on Sunday, you're playing each other and it's, do you want the Nuggets or do you want the Lakers? And is there jostling there? Like, who do you want in that scenario?
As insane as this might sound, I think I'd rather want the Lakers.
That is crazy.
Am I alone in that?
888-957-9570.
And I'm not even talking about like what would be better for business in round one. I'm talking about like what would be the better matchup for the Warriors. I've got Denver in my head still.
But really quick, Joe, just to kind of answer your initial question, how to make Sunday not matter. Assuming the Clippers beat the Kings tonight, the only way for Sunday to not matter for the Warriors would be if the Grizzlies and Timberwolves lose to the Mavericks and Jazz respectfully, but all these games are going to be happening at the same time, so you won't know going in what's going on. So I don't think there is a scenario where Sunday has no meaning, basically, is what I'm saying.
Real quick, Kings-Clippers who are playing tonight. That's in Sacramento, I believe.
So what are we rooting for as Warrior fans tonight?
What are you rooting for?
So okay, we obviously got to beat the Blazers.
Let me tell you real quick other games that affect the Western Conference standings before we get to Sam Lubin over there. So Mavericks-Raptors, that's a play-in scenario for them, obviously. They're already locked into the play-in, but are they going to host? They need to keep winning, right? You got Grizzlies Nuggets, which is huge. You would love for the Nuggets to beat the Grizzlies. You would love for the Grizzlies just lose.
So we need the Nuggets
to beat the Grizzlies.
Okay. I'm just trying to look. It's hard to stay up on this. Nuggets to beat Grizzlies tonight. Okay.
You got Nets Timberwolves. I would still love the Timberwolves to keep losing because they're tied with you the record.
That feels unlikely, but continue.
We'll see. And then you've got Kings Clippers. We've talked about that. Kings, we're in for Sac tonight. Let's go. Why not?
Kings beat Clippers. Okay.
And then the Lakers doesn't really matter. They're pretty much damn near locked into the 3 seed, so that's not going to change. They're going to get home court no matter what in that first round. So that's about it. You got Blazers, Warriors then. And that's, again, coverage 6 o'clock right here.
They can't lose tonight. You have to just win tonight and just let the chips fall where they may.
Who do you want? Dub Nation, 888-957-9570. I'm just giving you the option. To hell with all the different scenarios, all of that. Who would you like to be facing in the first round?
In a 7-game series.
In a 7-game series,
Or is there somebody that wants to go play in so they can face the Rockets?
There you go. And that's tempting fate that you don't want to tempt, but some people.
What's yours?
Honestly, Give me the Nuggets. They just fired their head coach.
Really?
They just fired their head. And Jamal Murray, I don't think he's playing in this first round series. He's got a hamstring issue. I don't think there's a scenario. You're not playing Jamal Murray. I get it.
Okay.
Jokic scares you.
Yeah.
Without Jamal Murray, nah. Oh, the altitude, nah. I don't want to take my chances with LeBron, Luka, Austin Reeves. I get it. You just won in L.A. As you've mentioned, you think there's some sketchiness that happens with the refs down there? That
well, it's, may, I mean.
There you go.
It's not sketchiness. It's just baked in.
So, but you would say give you the Lakers over the Nuggets.
When you're assembling that seven-game series, one of the big engines of it is officiating.
Okay, but would you still fear the Nuggets as much if they didn't have Jamal Murray?
I just fear them in general because of the way.
Even without Jamal.
Because of Aaron Gordon and because of Jokic. No, there is not a doubt I would fear them significantly more with Jamal Murray. I watched them shorthanded decimate the Warriors.
Okay, here we go.
I'm really fearful of the Nuggets. I'm wrong.
This is big. This is the latest from Sam Amick and Tony Jones of The Athletic. Denver Nuggets guard Jamal Murray likely to return from a 6-game absence against the Grizzlies today. That's big. How's he going to look? How's he going to fare? So that's, again, that was under the assumption of no Jamal Murray. If Jamal Murray's healthy, that's a game changer for everyone. But so, they also have an interim head coach, so I don't know how much I should fear them.
So we want the Nuggets then.
I don't fear the Nuggets as much as I once did.
No, but I'm saying we want the Nuggets to win tonight.
Yeah, they're playing the Grizzlies.
What do you want, Carter? You want the Nuggets to win tonight?
Whatever Sam said is what I want. But what I do want is I want to play the Lakers. Absolutely.
That's who I want.
It's not even close.
Bring on the Lakers.
Want the smoke, and I don't think you guys are as good anymore as you were.
I completely agree. You're better against other teams, like other matchups, but for whatever reason, against us, when there's no Anthony Davis, I just feel significantly more confident.
After one game?
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
Not close.
Brandon Pajemski had like 30 points in that game.
I also feel like the Lakers.
I'm just saying.
I also feel like the Lakers are a work in progress, and if ever there was a time to get them, I think now is the time to get them before LeBron starts doing the GM thing and trading everyone away this offseason.
Let GM until Nikola Jokic, as you alluded to, is a Laker this time next year.
Be in the cards.
It sounds ridiculous. We got some more suggestions, by the way. Did suggestions lock us?
Suggestions and who do you want to play? I think am I alone? I want the Lakers. Carter wants the Lakers too.
888-957-9570.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you out there, but I do have another fun scenario that could play out. If the Grizzlies and Kings win tonight over the Nuggets and Clippers, and then the Warriors take care of business against the Clippers on Sunday, then the Warriors could jump all the way up to the 4.
Oh my God.
And host the Timberwolves in the first round.
I would rather have the Lakers.
And in that situation, the Nuggets and the Clippers would be in Denver for the play-in game, and the Grizzlies would have the 6th seed. I'd rather have the Lakers.
Real quick, you fear the Timberwolves more than the Lakers?
Absolutely.
We've jumped the shark on everything.
No, we haven't.
Yes, we have.
No,
the Timberwolves who the Warriors have gone 3-1 against this year.
They have Anthony Edwards and Julius Randle. And Julius Randle is a player you have mocked on the station all year long.
But Bonte's if you're in the 3-6 hole.
Stop. You've mocked that team all season long.
They're playing good
and
ball.
And all of a sudden you fear them more than the Lakers. You guys have jumped the shark.
But I want to be on the bottom side of the bracket. I want to be on the bottom side of the bracket. Because after you get through the Lakers, then you get the Rockets in round two. Wouldn't you rather face the Rockets in round two than the Thunder?
That's assuming the Rockets win that series, whoever they play against.
Sure.
And it might be against the Timberwolves. And then you want the Timberwolves in round two?
I'd rather face the Lakers.
Anthony Slater joined us yesterday on how he feels this is all going to play out in regards to the Clippers. Slater joins the team. He's all very locked in, breaking it all down yesterday.
So I will say, like, Kawhi's looked really good. Harden's had a quietly great, like, potentially all-NBA, like, third teams type season. Zubac, very underrated, probably one of the most underrated players.
Warriors killer, too.
Yeah, Norm Powell was making like an all-star bid early in the season. He's he's cooled off somewhat because with Kawhi back, he just doesn't have as big a role. But they're good. They're really well coached, right? It's a Ty Lue team. You know he's going to have a good defensive game plan against Steph. Zubac really walls off the rim. You know, he's not Anthony Davis, but he kind of provides that, you know, issue for the Warriors down low. So it is a bad matchup for them. The one thing I will say, like what happens over the next few days could really dictate a lot of things in the West, including the Clippers' motivation level on Sunday. I believe if the Clippers beat the Kings Friday, they don't like they're a top six seed, and they may want to manipulate their seedings. They may not want to win. They may want to get their guys rest. I mean, I don't know how motivated they'll be to play Sunday. So whatever happens over the next three games all across the country, I think will decide how much Sunday matters to both teams. So we just don't know that answer yet.
Kings game's massive tonight. If the Kings win tonight real quick, there's good chance for a lot of chaos to happen. So I kind of am rooting for the Kings. I want chaos. Let's go. Let's go Littlefinger, Peter Baelish.
So going back to the T-Wolves, why I don't want T-Wolves. Alexander Walker and McDaniels, those are two long athletic defenders who have given the Warriors fits, and both guys have had some success offensively against the Warriors. Obviously different versions of the Warriors. Rudy Gobert, Draymond. Come on, man. I know that we want to run Gobert off the floor, but there is something like he gets under their skin, right? And
he is from Europe.
He does. He gets under their skin. And obviously Naz Reid is a Warrior killer. And I think it's a really difficult guard on Anthony Edwards. Like, that's tough. Conley does hit shots against them. DiVincenzo off the bench is a nice player. I think they're a really good team.
I
really worry about
them. The notion that you fear the Minnesota Timberwolves more than Los Angeles Lakers is hilarious.
Because I think 1-8, they're deeper than the Lakers 1-8. I fear their 1-8 more. The Lakers are top heavy, and I acknowledge.
I thought the Lakers played horribly against the Warriors, and there was still a game with 5 minutes to go. Like, that was, like, again, you're saying they all look that you have zero fear of that team now? I can't bake that Brandon Podziemski is going to be scoring 28 next time and Luka has the worst game I've ever seen him play. Again, I'm playing devil's advocate here.
Yeah.
But, like, I think you're using that one game sample size and expanding that. That's going to be the entirety of the
series. But I've seen it over 3 years with the T-Wolves and the Warriors. Like, they just do some things that really stymie the Dubs.
Again, Julius Randle, he had a great game yesterday. And I think we're also having just, you know, within the last 24 hours, that was yesterday. So we're reacting to it and it's fresh in our minds. And I hear it. He looked great. I don't know if I'm trusting him in a 7-game series against the Warriors.
I don't trust anyone off the bench for the Lakers.
Okay. Who was that?
Like
Gabe Vincent had a bad game.
He stinks.
Dorian Finney-Smith. Actually, they haven't. They've been really good the last couple
months. But I'm not worried about him
in that game.
Us.
Again, you're saying that one game scenario. I'm just telling you.
I don't worry about
you
the Lakers.
You have more faith in Brandon Podziemski and Moses Moody and those guys than those other ones. That's fine.
Also, who are they guarding? Like, that's the big question. When I look at the Lakers, they can't match up defensively against what the Warriors want to do. Who is going to be their primary defender on Steph?
They might go Jared Vanderbilt this time, and they didn't do that last game.
Okay.
And that I would like that matchup more if I was JJ
Redick. We'll see how healthy he can stay, you know, throughout the series, because that has been an issue for him.
Well, he's been healthy the last few months since he's come back. He hasn't really been hurt.
Minnesota brings more to the table, in my estimation, in terms of piece for piece in one of these kind of matchup scenarios.
Want to do fear factor ratings?
Part of the reason you want to play the Lakers, over Minnesota. Minnesota has a lot more length than the Lakers do. Length really disturbs the Warriors because they run a motion offense where you're trying to get over 30 assists a game. When you're cutting off those passing lanes, you can't get into that offense.
We'll see.
100% we'll agree.
Again, we shall see. I think it's a laughable
plus
notion.
I just want to face the Lakers.
Sure.
And I want to extinguish them and shut up LeBron.
Mark the tape.
Well, yes. I don't care if you mark the tape. I've been wrong 7 times this week. But, like, doesn't matter. I'm going to keep shooting. Shooters keep shooting. All right? Here's the thing. Don't you want to shut up LeBron? I want to see crybaby Luka.
Sure.
Like, let's do this.
Yes.
JJ Redick is going to go scheme for scheme in his first ever playoff matchup against 4-time champion Steve Kerr.
How about pot for pot against Draymond?
I mean, Darvin Ham beat Steve Kerr. If we're doing the head coaching thing, Darvin Ham.
Well, we already told you LeBron.
Well, let's see how Lakers.
Oh, so real quick. If they win the series, it's LeBron's credit, not JJ Redick.
Yeah, that's
but
how it works.
If they lose it, I'm blaming JJ and LeBron.
Okay. Let's see how the Lakers do without Lonnie Walker there to bail him out.
That's true. He's not there anymore. All-time Warriors killer, Lonnie Walker.
Who are they guarding?
Are screwed without
who
Lonnie.
Is that starting five guarding, though? Okay, you're going to go Vanderbilt? Fine. Like who's guarding Jimmy?
I don't know. Jimmy didn't have an amazing offensive
which is why I'm even more encouraged.
Okay, sure.
You know? Right. Like I think it's a great matchup for the Warriors. I significantly think that the Laker matchup, the day the trade was made, it was like, oh, well, Luka, long-term, no doubt, Chase. But, like, I know that they can win it. The fact that there's no Anthony Davis is the game changer.
Okay.
It's completely different without Anthony
Davis. Listen, I'm I'm here for it. That's fine. I'm just saying, be careful what you wish for when it comes to rather playing the Minnesota Timberwolves that have never won anything in my entire life against LeBron James and the Los Angeles Lakers. I hear you, though. 888-957-9570. We got squeeze one in. No. Okay, we got 1 minute. That's fine. Bonte Hill, 30 minutes, top of the hour. We'll hear what he has to say. I'm sure he's just going to be like, I just want to get into the playoffs, and I don't give a damn who we play, because that's Bonte.
Well,
that's
of course, but you're asking me the question.
I'm asking Dub Nation. Yeah. And Mike and Berkeley, Desmond, we'll get you on the other side. I promise.
Bring on the Lakers.
Okay. 888-957-9570. Are you saying?
And get the Kleenex out for Luka.
Okay. All right.
And LeBron.
He had tears in his eyes the other day. What's coming in the game is brought to you by the San Francisco International Airport. Spadoni and Shasky, we're going through all the crazy scenarios when it comes to the Golden State Warriors in this next week and in the NBA. By the way,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.